Okay, Sharon, this is the next episode. This is episode 5 of Not Second Class Dodds.ca. I'm family lawyer Scott Taylor, and today's topic is loose lips. I can't recall exactly how often I am told by a client who is experiencing separation or divorce that they have been told by their former spouse what legal interests they have or don't have. And in the majority of those situations, my client believes what they are being told by their former spouse without questioning what they're being told or the actual motive behind it. My standard response after many years of hearing this advice of their former spouse is telling my client if they truly trust and believe the advice provided by their former spouse, they should perhaps rethink being separated. I mentioned to my client, if the lips of their former spouse are moving, they should question the truthfulness and accuracy of what they are being told, because in my experience, the information is either wrong in law because of ignorance of the law by their former spouse, or because the former spouse has an agenda to convince the client that they don't have a legal interest when they do, so in other words, to serve their own selfish self-interests. But I don't want you to think it's only your former spouse that you shouldn't rely upon for legal advice. There are typically many others in your life, well-meaning though they are, whose advice is not necessarily helpful or in your best interests. Clearly, your banker or chiropractor shouldn't be relied upon to provide accurate legal advice, but that also includes your best friend who may have experienced separation or divorce on multiple occasions. That's because no two family law situations are ever exactly the same. And your particular situation deserves the careful and thorough attention of someone who knows all of the details. A consult with an experienced family lawyer is an excellent and recommended first step. So beware loose lips, or you risk your own ship being sunk. And that's today's episode of Not Second Class Dads.ca. This is Scott Taylor saying goodbye. Until next time.